shout hallelujah. If Jesus has brought you out of the marriage grave, shout hallelujah. If Jesus has set your feet upon the rock, say hallelujah. If he put a new song in your heart today, shout hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Today, by the grace of God, we'll talk about God's goodness, God's ability to protect. By the grace of God, the message of today is when God raised the standard, blessed be the name of the Lord. When God raised the standard, amen? Hallelujah. Even in the natural, I will tell you what the standard is as we go along. The standard is a banner. The standard is an ensign. The standard is a symbol of God about to take action for something. Because the scripture says, and we're going to read from scripture, Isaiah 59 verse 19. Isaiah 59 verse 19. He said, when God raised the standard, it is because the enemy is coming like a flood. And God goes into battle mode. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So shall they fear thy name, the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come like a flood, what will happen, everybody? The spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even in the natural, international law absolutely requires a ship of war to fly its ensign. That is a standard, banners or flags, at the commencement of hostile acts. Before firing at the enemy, kings and nobles of this world cast out their banners when the nation is threatened. If we train ourselves to receive or recognize when God has raised a standard on our behalf, we can be at peace even in tumultuous situation and follow him to reap the dividend of victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When God has gone forward to fight for you a battle, if you train yourself to recognize that God has gone forward before you to fight a battle, doesn't matter what the battle is, we are coming to that. And you realize that the Most High has raised a standard on your behalf, it doesn't matter what the situation is, you will have peace and you will have victory at the end of the day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When God raises the standard, it is because the enemy is coming like a flood. And God has gone into battle mode. You see the ship of war sailing like peace over the seas. And suddenly they know that the enemy is at hand. And they ring a bell and raise the standard that everybody man their station, it's time for war. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the enemy is coming. And everybody have to be prepared for war. Some life situations are manageable. Some are like overwhelming flood. To you, it may be like a giant insurmountable mountain. It comes like a tsunami. From every angle, with pent-up fury, it is at the time of this seamless, hopeless situation that the Lord will lift a standard or banner or flag over you to stem the tide. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is important for you to know, believe, and act with the knowledge that God has got your back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you go to the word of the hoodrooms on the street or stuff, I say, homie, I got your back. That means you can go forward. We are behind you suddenly. We are not going to relent. We know what will happen and we are behind you 100% or 110%. When you have the knowledge that the Most High has got your back, even when you feel all alone and in deep trouble, of course we know that sons of men are not stranger to troubles. Job chapter 14 verse 1 says, he said that men born of women, their days are few and full of many, many, many troubles. It is still good to know that as the saying goes, when shit hits the fan, I've heard it so many times, I asked somebody one time, he said, don't you think about it. Just let the shit hit the fan, it scatters everywhere, they are just a mess. It's like a mess. When hell boils over, when light billows and tempters are veils, and ancient folk comes like a raging flood, it is still good to know that the Lord of hosts got your back. Amen? That even when life presents its ever-changing variables, the ups and downs of life, it is good to know that our rock is stationary in his goodness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When life-changing variables, the ups and downs, the mountains and the valley, when things seem to move, you have no handle about it, and at times you really know where to go, you don't know how to turn it around. It is good to know that our rock, amen, is stationary in his goodness. Amen? Hallelujah. He is the unmovable mover. Even willing and concerned friends, family, helpers can begin to fade away when fire gets too hot. Of course, we know that. People love you, people care for you, people pray for you, people do this. But as the situation continues to progress, as it seems unarrested, as time continues to go, you see people that care for you and love you and believe to want to help you. After some time, they start to fade away. They start to, pray less. They start to give less. They start to call you less. They start to show, how are you doing, brother or sister? Men have that ability. Not that they don't want to help. They have their life. They have their job. They have their children. They have so many things. So that your paramount problem, your major problem is no more as much as they want, that is not the case. But, blessed be the name of the Lord, God is stationary, is stand firm in his goodness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He does not change. He doesn't fade away. The rock of Israel is not man. Amen? That he should change. Neither the son of man that he should enable. Great. He doesn't fade. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the covenant keeper promise stands. The covenant keeper promise stands always. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Amen? How many of us remember this? Know that when the battle is the Lord's, one thing you can be sure is that victory is ours. When the battle is the Lord's, victory is ours. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And know this, brethren, that for by strength shall no man prevail. And those who contend with the Lord shall be shattered. I brought out these points. Maybe when you listen to it, you see the points in each one of them. We live at an unparalleled time when a lot is challenging Christians. The enemy is throwing battle here and there. In the families, in the homes, in the jobs, in the economy, in life, in health, and so many things. And many a times it came like a curveball when you least expected these things to happen. And then I found out that many of us have lost sight of something important. The promise of God to stand for us when the enemy comes like a flood. A flood. A tsunami. When it comes raging out of nowhere, and everything seems out of control. I know this because in the ministry that God has given me, I have to talk to people. I have to talk to many Christians. I have to go and pray with some of them, and at times you see that they are perplexed. And you yourself looking at the problem they are facing, it is just beyond what you can imagine. At times it is something that you look at and say, how can God deliver me from this situation? And we start to lose sight of the promises of the Word of God. And then after some time, people who are backing you up, who are propping you up, who are supporting you, they start fading away. If a brother is admitted in a situation, maybe a sister in a hospital, the first few days everybody drops in and goes, say, how are you doing, bro? We pray and pray. After 2-3 weeks, the situation continues. You still pray, but maybe not as much. If the trial continues for a year, some may even completely forgot. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But God, in his goodness towards us, is stationary. He doesn't move. That's why I say he is the unmovable mover. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I said that the covenant keeper has promised that I will never leave you nor forsake you. But how many times have we been in a situation you felt all alone? You thought that God has backed out on his promise. God has never, will never back out on his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is at this time that many become afraid, and fear brings torment, and fear brings unbelief, and fear brings a situation whereby your situation cannot be resolved because fear has set in. That's why I say to people, first and foremost, guide your heart against the enemy's greatest weapon. Weapon of fear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because it brings unbelief. To make it the Lord's battle and not yours, let's quickly look at a situation, how a man handled a situation. Isaiah 37 verse 4. We're going to be pretty quick because we have other things to do. Isaiah chapter 37 verse 4, please. King Hezekiah was sitting in his palace, and suddenly the king of the nations, Assyria, decided to do battle against him. And the news was so bad that he said this, and I read. He called the prophet of the Lord and said, pray. He called everybody and said, pray, because this situation is disastrous. This man has come with hundreds of thousands of soldiers for one purpose and one purpose alone, to destroy this nation, to take us captive, to render us to nothing. And he said, it may be that the Lord will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God. And we reprove the words which the Lord thy God has heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that is left. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He didn't call a war council. The first thing this king did was to call for prayer, to call for attention back to God, to bring this situation, the Lord's problem, not just the problem of the king or his subjects or the people of Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many of us, when battle comes, and I didn't say don't call 911. I don't say don't go to doctor. I don't say go to... But we have to learn to first and foremost bring our situation before the Lord in prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaiah 7 verse 14, please go down to 14. We are going to learn from this man some few things. And Hezekiah received this letter from the hand of the messenger and read it, and Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At times, you may have to present the evidence of your situation before the Lord. And I've done it personally in my own life many times. Your situation might be billed that is piling up. And the debtors are calling you left and right, front and back. You may have to wonder, when you are in prayer, take those bills, lay it before the Lord and say, here is my situation. It may be that letter from the doctor that says that this situation is drastic, And as there is no solution, medical solution to this situation, and of course the enemy will want to bring fear, first and foremost, I say, pray it out before the Lord and call upon him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It may be a situation of trouble. I've had people that are sued by law cases and stuff and say, Lord, this is made up. This is false. All they're after is after me. Put it before the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go again quickly to Isaiah chapter 37, verse 35 to 36. Isaiah 37, 35 to 36. Hallelujah. And God says, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake. Amen. Now I want you to remember this, that many a times God did things not just because of you, but because of his own name's sake. He has to protect his name. He has to protect his word. God has to vindicate himself. You have called yourself a child of God, and the enemy has raised a battle coming like a flood against you. You, with your natural or human being ability, modal ability, cannot do anything to stem that tide. But God has promised by his word that when the enemy shall come, raging like a flood, I, the Lord, will raise a standard. Then if you will call upon the Lord in the days of trouble and remove fear, which is an instrument that the enemy uses, and say, Lord, this battle is yours. I can't do anything about it. There is nothing man can do to save me. Neither friends. As I say, let God give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of a man. And that is true. When real trouble comes in life, you see that nobody is there. Nobody can do nothing. They can come and do this. But it's only and only God alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, when you make the battle God's battle, no more because of you or because of what will happen to you or because of this and that, it is now your battle, Lord. The Most High will beat his chest on your behalf. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 36. Then the angel of the Lord went forth. When God said, okay, stand by. Move back. This war is mine. It's no more you, Hezekiah. It's no more you. It's me. It's mine. My name has been reproached. He said, only one angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But it is the angel of the Lord. Amen. And smote the camp of the Assyria, 185,000. And when they arose in the morning, behold, they were all dead. There is no man that the Israelites could have filled in a day to be able to accomplish this. It is the finger of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I noted that I say, learn from Hezekiah's experience. And there is a scripture I want us to read quickly, Exodus chapter 14, 13. To avoid losing control when the children of Israel was in a situation, Moses gave them this word. Let's just quickly read it. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Many of us will lose all control when minor or major trouble comes. Remember that scripture in the sea says, if in the days of peace you are confused or scattered, what would you do in the days of adversity? If when the land is at peace, what will you do in the overflowing of Jordan? So there is a time, there is an overflowing, but here is what God always admonishes us, and I've read this scripture so many places in the Bible. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What does he mean by telling you to stand still? It is to go inside. It is to call up God's ability to save, to remember who you are. To remember that God is able. To remember that God is able to deliver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many a times I hear things that makes me a little annoyed. Several times that happened in my life. I've seen so many of them, but one of these, this one was annoying to me when I went home some years ago. And they had a prayer meeting in our house, a prayer meeting. That night I came in. I was tired, you know, flying through the night. And these people prayed for hours. Family members, Christians, they were shouting and praising God. And I mean, the prayer went on. It was wonderful. At the same time, at a point, I said, when will they stop so that I can go to sleep? They continued praying and praying and praying, and it's just wonderful. But then in the morning, somebody brought juju, concussion, whatever it is, and dumped right inside our house all their, you know, the things that frightens. And the same people who were praying in the night were panicking left, right, front, and back. Brother, what are we going to do? Let us go call this man of God at this place. Let us do this. Every advice was coming left, right. I said, is that not you guys who pray through the night and make noise, and now the enemy is testing your faith over nothing that is nothing? And you are panicking and you are advising me, but this one will tell you, go to this. You want to tell, nobody says, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Say, what will you do? I say, I don't need to pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All other gods are no gods. And that is as far as I know. And that is where I stand. They looked at me. Later on, one of them came and said, I thought that when people go to America, they lose their faith. I say, well, not this one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will never lose my faith. What I believe is what I believe. Whether I'm in America, whether I'm in another planet, wherever I may be, the Lord God is my God. Amen? Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, this may sound like something simple to you, but I know people who have gone home with $10,000 or $15 or whatever, or $20 or whatever, and then this kind of stuff come, and they go to juju doctor who collects some thousands, and they go to this one who collects some. Before you know it, they are broke. Not one dime of mine went their way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because I know who I have believed. A man of God approached me, and great man of God, respected in our community, said, do you know what has happened to me for about 10 years now? I said, no. Say, one witch, that woman opposite my house, in the police station is there. She owns that police station where they are living and stuff. He said, that woman, witch, will not allow me to progress for all these years. I looked at him, say, one little woman, a witch, bind you for 10 years and you couldn't progress. And he was naming so many things he tried to do, and all of them fell to the ground. I said, where is it in the word of God? Amen? Where is the promise? Where is the word that says that a witch or a voodoo or a magician or whatever you call it can bind and take away the blessing of child of God? You can never find it in one place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But today, Christians are so scared, they run to prophets that are not prophets, that will charge them $50,000 to pray this kind of prayer for them. They run to this place to pray this kind of prayer. They go to church that only invoke fear and keeping them in bondage. The reason that you will run helter-skelter when such thing comes is when you don't know who is behind you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you don't know who has got your back, the Most High God, the eternal God, he that is unmovable, he is the one that has got your back. You have no reason to run around. Bring the situation to him in prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Another thing that helps me is to recall God's track record. When I mean track record is that when you go to some situation, they say, what have you done? What's the precedent here? What has happened in the past? God has a track record of always standing up when every other things fell. David remembered it. Let's quickly go here onto 1 Samuel 17:33-37. 1 Samuel 33, chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17:33-37. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember God's track record about what God is able to do, or what God has done in the past. I said here, recall God's track record, if not in your own life. If you don't have any testimony like mine, to give, to remember, and say, if the Lord did it, he can. Remember other people's testimony. And say, if God is able to do it for me, if God is able to do it for this person, he can also do it for me. Remember God's trust record. And he says here, and Saul said to David, are thou not able to go against these Philistines to fight with him? For thou art but a youth, and he a man of war. Go down to 34, please. And David said unto Saul, here is my track record with God. Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And a bear and took a lamb of the flock. Go to 35. And he says, and I went after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. 36 to 37. 36. Thy servants slew both the lions and the deer. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. Seeing, and this is where he made it God's battle. Find a way to make your situation God's battle. Remind God why he should make it his own war, not my own war. And as I said in the quote I had before, I say, when God makes your battle his battle, the victory is ours. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he says, seeing that he had defied the armies of the living God. Ah. Once he said that, the Almighty woke up and said, yes, it is the armies of the living God is defying, not Saul, not this person, not that person. It is the living God himself. Amen. Then 37. David has said, moreover, the Lord that has delivered me out of the power of the lion. That's when you start to recount, even if it is small testimony that God has done. It is small things that bring big things. Start to recount what small things, prayer God has answered, the situation that came that looks like something God has taken care of. And when you start to recount and praise God for his goodness, he will do greater things. Say, and out of the power of the beer, he will deliver me out of the hand of these Philistines. And Saul said unto him, go, and the Lord be with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. And here I sound a warning before I continue. Don't expect God to always bail you out when you are doing your own thing. Here he said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shutting that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Verse 2. 59 verse 2, please. But your iniquities, your sin have separated between you and your God. And your sin have hide his face from you, that he will not hear you. This is where we have problem. This is where many Christians have issue. And that is why, at the time the enemy is coming like a flood, the Almighty may not raise a standard on their behalf. I say may not, because I still recount. He says, it's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, for his compassion faileth not. He said, new every morning is the love of God towards me and you, and great is his faithfulness. So many a times, even when we fail, even when we couldn't get it done, even when we are not up there, God in his mercy will intervene. Amen. But don't expect God to always bail you out when you are doing things your own way. You have no due consultation. You want him only as a co-pilot, but you want him to take over when there is problem, to bail you out when you messed up. I preached a sermon in 2013. I said, seek godly wisdom early. That is the title of the message. Seek godly wisdom early, not late. In this sermon, I made a quote in which I said that opposite of wisdom is to do the right thing after you have exhausted all your options. Opposite of wisdom is to do the right thing after you have exhausted all your options. After you've done, messed up for months, weeks, years, and then you finally do the right thing. There is no testimony in that. There is no testimony in that to do the right thing after you have exhausted all your options and you are now bereft of everything, taking everything out. It's taking years or whatever it takes. Don't expect God to always bail you out from self-inflicted wounds continually, because you have formed the habit of spiritual incompetence. Now, that is a big word. But many of us live in that level continually. Spiritual incompetence. When you are in your job, if you are not competent in your job, what does your boss do? They fire you. Our sister was giving a testimony, say, I do things in such a way above and beyond the call of duty. But many of us come to church, we don't study this word, we don't try to live by the standard. It is a Sunday medicine. We are in our adult age, but still children. And that is why we get shaken too easily. We don't act in wisdom. We don't plan in wisdom. We don't do things based on the wisdom of God. Many of us have become so dependent on faith. And faith is good things. There are different types of faith. But when faith has to deliver you all the time from trouble that could be avoided in wisdom, then that is spiritual incompetence. And I can give examples of so many of us in that level. Things we can do to avoid trouble. I said here, because we have formed the habit of spiritual incompetence. When you have many regrets or many hindsights, had I known, how I would have done it that way, had I known, it would have been like this, or many regrets, if only I had known, I'd done it like that, and it is many of them, it is an example of lack of spiritual ability. A Christian should not have many regrets or many hindsights. It's because of lack of due consultation. We jump before we think. We shoot from the hip. We don't go to God in prayer. We don't find out what He wants to do. That business we want to enter, is that where God wants me to be? That movement I want to make, is God in it? That marriage I want to contract in, is it part of God's will? We just do it because we can do it, and then we default to faith to save us. And by then, it has cost you a lot of hardship. God will deliver you if your faith is able to it. But why climb through the mountain where you can go around it? Why drag yourself through those troubles when wisdom of God could have delivered you from the beginning? Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why I say, when you have too many regrets or hindsight, it is recent of lack of godly wisdom. Your faith may correct some of this, but it is at great cost. You don't have to go through them. Many of the satanic flaw that comes in life is because we have opened door of bitterness. We left it open. Door of anger. We left it open. And I have so many people have given me reasons, and then I started praying for their situation, and I find out that they have unforgiveness that has opened door. Some cannot forgive their children. Some cannot forgive their husband or their wife. Some cannot forgive this person that harmed them forever. And it has left open door for the enemy to come like a flood. Many of us suffer unnecessarily. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 91, verse 1 to 4. And these are what God is able to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These are what God is able to do. Psalm 91, verse 1 to 4. Do we have it there? And it says here, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want us to read all of them first, and then we talk. Psalm 91, if you have it open, please read with me. And this is the promise of God's covenant of God to protect us in the time of trouble. The covenant that God has made us, and I know many of us recite it and knows it often. I'm going to bring out something as we read this now. Let's read together. Psalm 91, verse 1, we start. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Amen? Nor for the arrow that flies by day. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Nor for the destruction that wasteth in noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, amen, to keep thee in all thy ways. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Is this a covenant? Is this a promise? If you believe it, say hallelujah. Then why are we afraid? Why does our heart tremble when those bad news come instead of going to the Lord in prayer? That's a question I want you to ask yourself. Let us teach ourselves to believe him and what he has said. But there is a condition that the Lord has stipulated along the way in each or one of these. Say, he that dwelleth, amen, not he that stands outside, not he that is outside, but he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that is in praise and in his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory be to God. He said that he will give his angels charge. As you travel, as you go in places that is dangerous, as you find yourself without help, or in a situation that you cannot control, he said, I will give my angels charge over you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of us are aware that the angels of the Lord is always by our side? If really we are aware that the angels of the Lord is always, because a few weeks ago we were discussing, say they are messengers sent forth to minister for them who are what? His of salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These are spiritual beings that you may or may not see. We were giving testimony, and some people were giving testimony of how angels have appeared in different ways to minister to people. If we know that this is God and the promise of God, when in any situation we find ourselves, why then is our heart so full of fear when the enemy comes? It is that fear that opens the door for the enemy to have victory. If you will be aware of what the promises, the covenant of God to me and to you. So he said that even 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it will not come nigh you. You will hear it in the news. You will hear people talk about it, but your name will not be involved in Jesus' name. This is the promises of God. Brethren, I'm just bringing out something. It's actually a discussion I had with somebody during the week, or some time recently about this fear. this lack of recognition that, yes, the enemy will come like a flood. Some of us are so afraid of this, what the enemy will do, and demons, that we are somehow paralyzed. We live every day our life as if he's going to swallow us up, or he's going to do this. He says he goes around like a lion, seeking whom to devour. But you see, as somebody had mentioned, he's looking. It's not everybody that the enemy will devour. There are some people that is under the shaking of glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are some people that are covered by the blood. I say, where I see that blood, what will happen, I will definitely pass over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if you live your life knowing whom you serve, knowing whom you believe, knowing who you are depending on, relying on, and that is not a covenant breaker, it's God that keepeth his promise, then let us be joyful that no matter what situation the enemy threw at us, we have victory. Let's stand on our feet as we round up, everybody. Psalm 46, verse 1 to 3. Let's stand on our feet, please. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 46, verse 3, in closing, it says, God is our refuge and what? Strength. A very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. At the beginning, I made a quote about when trouble seems to get hard, people start to fade. It's always so. They have intention to be nice and helpful. But when trouble gets to a point, people start to fade away. The support groups start to wane. The people who are your backers or whatever start to dwindle. Time it goes from 100 to 20, 20 to 200 times none. But God is stationary in his goodness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The devil may not fear to tamper with you, but he fears who got your back, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. To afflict Job, he needed permission. God knows all our trials, from minor to major ones. A story came out the other about a year ago. What happened is that the United States made a pact with South Korea to protect them when harm will come their way. And North Korea wanted to invade. They're always agitating. And so when they try to invade or do anything, one of the things that America will do is, when they are itching to come and invade South Korea, the military, the USA, will send a B-2 bomber, stealth bomber, to go and fly around. No, just hover around them and passing a message to them, we are around. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's like God, in a way. When the enemy is planning all those things, seeking, looking, who to devour? There's a fire, a protective fire that is around them that believe in the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That shield is constant. Only sin will move it away. But even if you sin and fail, call unto the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he will be. His mercy is endured forever. No matter how many sandbags at times we put up, people build dams, they build barrier, they put up to stem water flow. But water has a way of seeping through all those sandbags and stuff. If you ever gone to where, like now, and it's raining like nothing in Texas and Mexico, you will see them put sandbags everywhere and so on. No matter what protective barrier people pull at times, some water still seep through. It still come through. That is in the natural. So I said here, no matter how many sandbags, dams, and barriers you put up, water flood has a way of getting around things. It could be the irritating drip, drip, drip type, or the overwhelming flow. The thing that I want you to take away, a few of the things you want you to get, one of the things I want you, is that don't get wrapped up in what the devil is doing. We put too much attention on what the devil is doing instead of what God can do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not what the devil is doing. He is doing his job. He's agitating like the South Korea and North Korea. He's agitating to go and overwhelm, override. But remember that that B-2 stealth bomber is hovering around. The enemy will see it and take a back seat and say, there is somebody that got his back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is somebody that got her back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And his name is the Most High God. Amen. Don't get wrapped up on what the devil is doing. Focus on God's ability to deliver. Your situation determines what God will be for you. Could be as an advocate in some situation you need to deliver from the hands of the law or from the hands of persecutors. It could be that he could be the great physician. When man, doctors, and people that are striving cannot do it, God can be that too. It could be that he's your provider. It could be that he's a defense or redeemer. In any situation, he's able to lift you out of that miry grave. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In every situation, God is able to deliver you from that miry grave. And not only deliver, but goes on to set your feet on the rock to stay. And to crown it all, he will put a new song in your mouth, even a song of praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He lived my soul from the miry grave. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Amen. He lead me out from the mighty grave. He set my feet on the rock to stay. Put your hands together. Oh, in my heart. Yes, I saw him. Hallelujah. He brought me out from the mountain. He set my feet on the rock to stay. Put a song in my soul today. I saw him. Hallelujah, he brought me out of the mountain. Yes, he set my feet on the rock to stay. Oh, yes, I